I'm Brian Russo, and welcome back to Coastal Connection. This next story is about the small town of Berlin, Maryland. Now, some residents say Berlin is kind of like walking through a Norman Rockwell painting. There are antique shops and hip restaurants and the historic Atlantic Hotel. There's even still a cobbler in business on Main Street. But since the late 1950s, Berlin has been divided by a major highway. And in the next few minutes, we'll learn how Berlin is coming together to call for immediate changes to that highway to improve pedestrian safety in the wake of a tragedy that claimed the life of a 16-year-old boy. First, though, let's set up a picture of the scene here. See, Berlin sits about 8 miles west of Ocean City. It's nestled between Maryland Route 50 and Maryland Route 113. And the portion of roadway that we'll be focusing on is about a mile-long stretch of Route 113 that since the year 2000 has had 7 pedestrian fatalities. And if you go back even further, back to 1980, the number balloons to almost 50. Currently, there are no easy ways for pedestrians to cross this highway, which, by the way, has become one of the busiest roadways in our region. That means no crosswalks and no reduced speed limit through the population center. Essentially, if you live on one side of the highway and you need to get to work or the grocery store or just the other side, you gotta time it out perfectly and run across a 4-lane highway. But if you talk to locals, the highway creates another kind of divide in the town. Here's Berlin Mayor G. Williams.
Well, back in 1957, when the original dual-lane highway was constructed, Berlin was a much different community than it is today. It culturally, politically, and even economically, had much more in common with the Deep South than it did with most of Maryland. And so I don't think people thought too much of it at the time when the highway was built, literally between the predominantly white west side of Berlin and the predominantly black east side. It just was, that was the way things were. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it didn't cause any kind of protest or uproar at that time. But today's Berlin has very little in common with the town as it existed back in the 1950s. Sure. I would say that in hindsight, it has probably caused the integration of any community. It's not easy. It's certainly something that takes forethought, effort, and commitment. And it's generational. It's mm-hmm. not just one generation comes along and change everything. It takes time. But I think that looking back over the past half century, people realize that the highway has probably artificially divided the community, but it also exaggerated that divide. Mm-hmm. And the actual mobility of people to easily go from one neighborhood to the other was impeded by a highway which is gaining traffic volume literally every year.
In early November, 16-year-old Taimir Dennis and his brother Taheem Bowen were trying to cross the highway on foot when they were struck by a Maryland State Police cruiser. Taimir died, and Taheem was critically injured, with injuries that will likely claim his leg. The tragedy rocked the entire community, and almost instantaneously sparked a petition campaign calling for immediate pedestrian safety changes to the 113 corridor in Berlin. A few weeks ago, in an old community center on Flower Street on the east side of Berlin, dozens of folks from both sides of the highway rallied together to ensure that if they got the chance to talk to the State Highway Administration, their message would be unified. But for residents like Sheila Long, the scars of this most recent tragedy are still painfully fresh.
Well, I happened to be in New Jersey at the time of this accident, and a friend of mine lives right across the street from where this accident took place. And he called me and he was in tears. He saw the whole thing. And for me, being that far away, and I have children that are in the community, and it wasn't even 2 weeks ago I told my son, don't you ever cross 113. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't want you on your bike crossing 113. I don't want you to let your friends talk you into crossing it. I do not ever want you crossing 113. I won't even cross 113. Mm-hmm. And it was so hard for me as a parent to hear about this loss because I myself thought about my own children around the holidays, Christmas, to not have your child and one without a leg who's going to have survivor's remorse. And the regret of a parent to not say, please don't go across that street. It's just more than just a highway. It's life and death. And we have the power to do something about it, to care as a community and come together, both sides of the community. Whatever's happened in the past is in the past. But what we can do today is come together and enjoy life by making sure that the streets are well lit. There's deer in here. You know, somebody could be just trying to avoid a deer and hit somebody else. We saw that all up and down the highway. So we have to care about our freeways. We have to slow down. We have to pay attention, and we have to care about each other.
Now, leading the charge in this quest to make crossing Route 113 much safer is this lady.
Hi, my name's Patricia Dufendock, and I live here in Berlin.
Dufendock lives on the west side of Berlin, but she has spearheaded the petition campaign that in about 2 weeks' time has captured signatures from just about half of registered voters in the entire town. That's more than 1,000 signatures. She says the death of Taimur Dennis was a big wake-up call for this community. But she believes the time for change is now.
I know the State Highway Administration has to do their studies, but I think slowing down traffic and making drivers aware that this is a population center, that people live here, it's not a bypass. We need to make drivers aware. So reducing speed is the only way that drivers can really get that message. Of course, having the crosswalks with a designation for pedestrians will also give the drivers more awareness that there are pedestrians. Of course, with that, when you invite pedestrians to cross at a crosswalk, you're going to have improved lighting because that's, you know, it would be a problem to ask people to stand in the dark. All of these things, I think this will all happen, and I think that this will all happen as soon as, you know, the wheels turn and the work order goes in and all of these things as fast as it can happen. I really have faith that the State Highway Administration is going to move forward this time because we're all together, because we're asking for it, because we're not going to let them not do it.
Well, the petition campaign worked. The State Highway Administration had a closed-door meeting with town officials last week and have agreed to a number of immediate actions, including conducting a traffic study to explore lowering the speed limit on 113 through the town. And they will be installing countdown crosswalks at the two major intersections on the highway as soon as the end of January 2014. Additional lighting studies and an education campaign modeled after the Walk Smart campaign that helped Ocean City reduce pedestrian collisions by almost 40% in the past year is also in the works. The community effort was praised by the Berlin mayor and council earlier this week. And afterwards, I sat down with Patricia Dufendock again. But perhaps not surprisingly, she says the work isn't done yet.
I thought initially we'd get 300. I thought that that would be about 10% of the population who would actually sign, who would care enough to learn about this issue and sign their name to a paper with their address. You know, and that's a big step for a lot of people in these days where people don't want to get involved. Mm-hmm. But these people did. People who live and work in this town, this struck a chord with them because everyone who drives up and down that highway, they've either seen a pedestrian racing across the highway or know someone who's been in an accident on that highway. And I didn't realize how deep that passion was in this town, not just on the east side, not just on the west side of the highway, but the whole community.
Those signatures sent a very strong message to the SHA.
Well, we had a very good reception from the State Highway Administration. They did not see that with the increased population that this made those intersections much more heavily used. Bringing that to the attention, they were very receptive to our discussion. I have a very positive feeling that they will move forward and that we do meet the criteria for a reduction in the speed limit. I feel that we got a very fair listen and that they're going to be very receptive to doing this work.
Do you get the sense that this time it's going to be different, that the change that you've been wanting for many years is actually going to come to fruition?
I absolutely feel that. I feel that Route 113 will be a part of our community, not
a divider of our community. I feel that we will be able to look forward to the dream of the walkable, bikeable Berlin, which has been bantied about as a phrase. Well, that's what we want for Berlin. We want our people to be able to walk all around the town. We want people to be able to enjoy all of the events that are in downtown.
When you've been in the community that was so rocked by this tragedy, and you've been meeting the people and talking to the people and not only offering up your condolences, but saying, you know, I'm going to go fight this fight for you and with you and alongside you, and we're going to make Berlin a better place for both sides of the highway. What's your sense and what's your feeling as being a part of a collective community now that you've been spending time on the other side of it?
I've made friends that I never knew I had. People who share my concerns, who want a community, who want us to be one community, and we want to heal the wounds of the past, which have been so evident. The Eastern Shore, there are a lot of attitudes that people have about the Eastern Shore, but the people are all genuine and warm and loving, and we're all the same. And that's what I've found over and over again, that given the chance just to meet, just to shake hands over a common cause, it makes a community. And I've made friends. I've made a lot of new friends that I hope will last my lifetime.
Mayor G. Williams says he's extremely optimistic that recent efforts to make residents on the east side of Berlin feel more a part of the entire community will continue to improve beyond the looming improvements to the highway.
If you look back in the last, particularly within the last decade, if we make improvements in the, what I call the traditional west side of Berlin, what has been continued called downtown Berlin, mm-hmm. similar improvements and of the same magnitude have been made in East Berlin. Mm-hmm. There used to be, at one time, no paved sidewalks, years ago, or no paved roadways, towns, streets in East Berlin. Now they not only have the streets were redone years ago, decades ago, but now there's sidewalks, playgrounds, all the normal amenities you would expect. And we're planning a new police station over there to be more accessible to the community, a new community center. We're striving, and I think as a community, to make sure that there are no second-class citizens and no second-class neighborhoods. And the difference when you look at that community, it's hard probably. Easier for someone who's older, like myself, who's lived here for most of my 65 years, is if you are a visitor to Berlin for the first time, you would not be able to tell that used to be a poor black neighborhood. Driving through it now, often when I have visitors come for the first time, especially if they're from metropolitan areas where they have a lot of preconceived notions about small towns, I'll meet them over at the high school or middle school, drive through East Berlin, mm-hmm. stop at 113, and say, what do you think of Berlin? And they'll say, it's a beautiful little town, but it's a lot smaller than I thought. I said, well, that's just East Berlin. So that should tell you everything. It's the pride that people are taking in their homes, the pride that they're taking in their public places and spaces, it's just incomparable mm-hmm. to a short time ago. The opportunity we have here is, in life, whether you're an individual, a family, or the greater family of a community, is turning adversity into advantage. I think is a common experience that we all have. We have an opportunity to take this terrible tragedy and turn it into something special that will benefit people, whether they live here or they are guests here, for literally the rest of the time this community exists, which we hope will be a long time. And I think what we can what this has shown is that historically the because of the division the roadway artificially created between East Berlin and West Berlin, it's been given a lot of nicknames, but one that stuck was the Berlin Wall because of the division, the symbolic difference. What we're attempting to do here is to change something that's been seen as a wall into something that unites us. So I'm throwing it out for now, and we'll see. Maybe somebody will come up with something better. But instead of being our Berlin Wall, we hope it'll be the backbone of Berlin, mm-hmm. and that it'll help unite us in many ways, not just in the mobility of pedestrians and bicyclists and of course motorists, but unite us in realizing that we are all part of the same family.
Were you surprised with how quickly the community effort to start this petition and gain signatures on that petition? They've gained over 1,000 signatures to date. Did it surprise you how quickly they were able to come up with that number, and how quickly therein that the State Highway Administration seemed not only open to a conversation about improvements on that roadway, but seemed to even, you know, pull the trigger and enact those improvements?
To be very honest, I would say I'm more pleased than actually surprised. I think this, we've been building to this point for a long time. It didn't happen in isolation. It is a result of a lot of other activities the community has been doing together, the churches working together, the nonprofits, the town itself, and we have many activities and things that we're, the entire community is welcome and enjoying. So, and of course, the State Highway Administration, safety is their reason for being. So I'm not so much surprised as just extraordinarily proud of the way in which the community has embraced its responsibility in expressing its concerns. I'm also confident that State Highway will do everything they can, both in the short run and over the long term, to make this highway as safe as humanly possible.
And there's a sense here in Berlin that I get from residents on both sides of the highway that this tragedy will lead to real improvements on this highway sometime soon. And every time I get on that roadway now, I think back to that meeting at the community center on Flower Street a few weeks ago when I met Timier Dennis's aunt, a local minister named Roxy Dennis.
To me, it seems like a dream. It just seems like it was something that was ordained. I did the eulogy myself, and to see all the young people that were involved, I said his death was not in vain, and I'm trying to find the good in it. So if this is what it takes to get all these other things done, but the community is really grieving. I mean, it was hundreds of people at that ceremony for a young man, only 16 years old. I mean, hundreds of people and the children that were coming and the grieving and the pain. I believe in God, but I'm saying, God, this is a big one. And we didn't see it coming, something like that you don't see coming.
Sometimes awareness and education and maybe change can come from a tragedy. You know, as you said in the eulogy, that his life was not in vain. Do you believe that this tragedy will be the one that sparks change?
Yes. Yes, because I'm a mover and a shaker myself. And I'm glad it's not about one person, that it's about a whole community. And all the things that I have been thinking, it's like it's already began to unfold.
That was Roxy Dennis, the aunt of the Berlin teen Timier Dennis, who was struck and killed recently while trying to cross Route 113. We also heard from Mayor G. Williams and Berlin residents Patricia Dufendach and Sheila Long. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City and 88.5 in Washington. We'll be right back.